This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
Two people are safe after being caught and carried in a slab avalanche in the Flathead Range. On Sunday, two people were caught in the avalanche triggered by one of the skiers. The avalanche debris field spread downslope more than 150 vertical feet below where the slide was triggered. A man who was shot several times by a Missoula homeowner during a burglary has died. Officers responded Sunday afternoon to a burglary in progress on the 300 block of Brooks Street in Missoula. The homeowner encountered a man trying to enter his residence and gave multiple warnings to stop. The burglar continued to try to enter the residence, breaking through the outer screen door, so the homeowner shot the man several times. Once officers arrived on scene, they performed life-saving measures on the man, who was transported by ambulance to a local hospital, where he later died. A convicted killer for the Italian mafia, who's been on the run since 2006, has been caught in France. Edgardo Greco, 63, had been hiding in plain sight, working as a pizza chef for at least the past 3 years. In July 2021, he even appeared in a newspaper boasting about his restaurant's regional and homemade recipes. Greco was part of the 'Ndrangheta organized crime mob and was wanted for the murder of two brothers during a mafia war between two gangs in the early 1990s. Greco was also accused of the attempted murder of another man and has been on the run since a judge issued an arrest warrant. In Virginia, state Senate Democrats in an Education and Health Subcommittee defeated a series of anti-abortion measures last Thursday, thwarting Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's efforts to shorten the time frame in which Virginia residents can obtain the procedure by several weeks. Virginia Democrats were able to block several anti-abortion proposals, largely as a result of winning a special election for a state Senate seat earlier this month, which solidified their majority in that chamber by a 2-vote margin. State Senator Aaron Rouse, the Democrat, defeated Republican Kevin Adams in part by campaigning on keeping abortion rights in the state intact following last year's federal Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. Several anti-abortion measures are currently under consideration in Virginia's Republican-controlled House of Delegates, but those measures are unlikely to pass the Senate. Anti-abortion measures are introduced in state legislatures across the country at the moment, including in Montana, where a Republican supermajority in the House and Senate and Montana's conservative Republican Governor Greg Gianforte threatened to restrict or outright ban abortion. Yale University has honored a 9-year-old black girl for fighting invasive lanternflies, an activity for which she was reported to the police. Bobby Wilson was honored by the Yale School of Public Health in a ceremony to celebrate Bobby's efforts to eradicate the invasive species. The university also celebrated Bobby's donation of her personal spotted lanternfly collection to Yale's Peabody Museum. Bobby's collection of spotted lanternflies has already been expertly mounted and is on public display at the Peabody Museum. Yale School of Public Health Assistant Professor Igioma Opara said, "Yale doesn't normally do anything like this. This is something unique to Bobby. We wanted to show her bravery and how inspiring she is, and we just want to make sure she continues to feel honored and loved by the Yale community." In October, Bobby was testing a homemade repellent to spray spotted lanternflies in her hometown of Caldwell, New Jersey. State agricultural departments across the country have urged Americans to kill the invasive insects, which pose a threat to native trees and plants. But a neighbor called the police, reporting a little black woman walking, spraying stuff on the sidewalks and trees on Elizabeth and Florence. Bobby's mother, Monique Joseph, said the incident with police confused and distressed her daughter. The incident also drew attention to the adultification of young black girls, who experts say are treated more harshly by police than their white counterparts. Shortly after the police incident, Bobby was invited to tour Yale. The ceremony was Bobby's second visit to Yale. At the ceremony, Bobby's mother praised Assistant Professor Opara, who runs her mentorship program for black teenage girls, for welcoming and supporting Bobby, as well as her 13-year-old daughter Hayden.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.